You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
With the recent heatwave that we've all been experiencing and probably struggling a little bit with too, Elizabeth, are there certain individuals who are at more risk in the heat?
Yes, Toby, you're quite correct. I mean, both ends of the age spectrum. I mean, babies and young children, they don't sweat as much as adults, and that reduces their ability to cool down. And this makes them more at risk of becoming overheated. And dehydration, of course, is a real risk. And then at the other end of the scale, the elderly are also at greater risk. And of course, anyone with underlying health conditions, such as people with heart problems, say breathing difficulties, dementia, diabetes, kidney disease, overheating could potentially exacerbate existing illnesses. And that increases the risk of heat-related illnesses like heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
Yeah, we do often hear about people suffering from heat exhaustion. So what actually happens with heat exhaustion then?
Well, Toby, you feel very tired. You could be dizzy. You could even be sick. And you have excessive sweating, and the skin becomes pale and clammy, and there could be a change in skin colour. Obviously, that's difficult to see if you've got dark skin, but cramps in the legs, arms, stomach, and your breathing becomes much faster. Your heartbeat goes up. You could have a high temperature and be very, very thirsty, and of course, weakness.
Let's now talk about heat stroke, which can be quite dangerous, can't it?
Yes, if the person is still unwell, I would say after 30 minutes, even after cooling down and drinking water, then there is a danger that we're talking about heat stroke. And of course, what happens there is a very high temperature. If you look at the skin, it gets very red and it doesn't actually look as if it's sweating. The heartbeat goes up, fast breathing, confusion. Also, in extreme cases, you could actually have a fit and lose consciousness. Now, this is a medical emergency. Phone 999, and if possible, while you're waiting, put the person in a recovery position. That's where you lie them down and try and get them onto their side until the ambulance arrives. Just make sure they're obviously in a nice, cool place. And if they do recover, make sure they drink water.
So prevention is the key then?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Toby. It's about minimising getting too hot, keeping the shade if you can, obviously increasing the amount of water you're drinking. Also being aware of how you feel. Are you becoming uncomfortable in the heat before anything more serious happens? Can you move to a cooler environment? Really common sense things.
Finally, of course, it is so important to use sunscreen. But Elizabeth, is it true that some sunscreens have been found not to give people the appropriate protection they need?
Yeah, I was reading in the Which magazine, Toby, it was an article suggesting that two of the products tested, as you say, didn't come up to the standards expected according to the labels. Now, Morrison's Moisturising Sun Spray Sun Protection Factor 30, retailing at £375, was one of them. And surprisingly, because of the price, the £28 Ultrason family product UVA test failed. And that's the two tests we do, Sun Protection Factor and UVA. Now, sun protection is so important, as you said, Toby. Remember that these creams and lotions do go out of date. So if you went on holiday and used the cream a year ago, yes, you'll need to buy a new one for this year.
I think we're all guilty of that, of having lots of sunscreen knocking around from about a year and a bit. Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
www.elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.